Today's parsha is Parsha Shmos. Okay? And that's the Shmos is the book. So it's very important, the first pasuk. The first pasuk, we said, is always an introduction to the whole parsha, but here it's an introduction to the whole sefer. So we have to understand very well the first pasuk. So it says, Ve'ele Shmos, and these are the names of Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, Habayim Mitzrayimah, who come to Mitzrayim. Et Yaakov, now it says Yaakov, Ish u'beito ba'u. Ish, Yaakov the man, and his house, they came. And then it goes, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, gives the whole, all the Shvatim. Yisachar, Zvulun, Binyamin, Dan, V'Nafti, Gad, V'Asher, V'Yi, Kol Nefesh, Yotze, Yerich, Yaakov, all the soul that came out of the loins of Yaakov, Shivim Nafish, 70 souls. V'Yosef haya b'Mitzrayim. And Yosef was in Egypt. V'Yomot Yosef, and Yosef died, v'Kol Echav, and all his brothers, v'Kol Hadoahu. And then, and all that generation, Mnei Yisrael paru, v'Yishutzu, v'Yirbu, and the children of Israel were fruitful and multiplied, and v'Yatzmu, and became a multitude, ma'od, ma'od, very, very much. And the land was filled with them. Okay, so and then it goes the Yaakov Melech Hadash, right? And then the Asher Lo Yadad Yosef didn't know Yosef, and then the goddess begins. But the introduction is that the children of Israel, Yaakov and his house came, the Shvatim came, then there appeared all the Shvatim, the Yosef and all the Shvatim died, and the Jewish people filled the land, right? Filled the land. And then there was Golus. So, what's this word of Shmos? What's this word of names? Ve'ele Shmos Bnei Yisrael. These are the names of the children of Israel. Ve'afal pi shemanan b'chayehim. Even though they counted them in their lives, b'shmotam, with their names, chaza umanan, we went back and counted them, b'mitatan, in their deaths, lehodiya chibatan, to make known their dearness. Shenimshalu lekochavim, they nimshal to the stars. Shemotzi'an, we take them out, umachnisan, and bring them in, b'mispah, with numbers. U'b'shmotam, and with their name. Shene'ema, hamotzim b'mispah tzva'am, God takes out with numbers his hosts. Lukulam b'shem yikra, and then with all of them he gives them a name. Okay, so now we understand why this parsha is called Shmos, because we number them. And if you have an English translation, what does it call this book? Numbers, because we number them. Now we understand what it's all about. Right? Makes sense. Rashi makes sense. Everything makes sense. Life's good. Let's go weiter. Right? No. What's it talking about? We number them. Numbers? That's what this book's called, Shmos? We know from Chazal that a shame means a tachlis, a purpose. Here the Jewish people we see are going into Golus. We see there's a ribui, there's an increase of the Jewish people, and there's Golus. These are the parashas of Golus and Geula. This is what the book's about. The book's about Golus Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim, Kabbalah's Torah, right? Building the Beis HaMikdash, building the Mishkan. That's what it's about. It's about Klal Yisrael going from the Golus, and then Klal Yisrael receiving Torah, bringing that Torah to the Mishkan, and then Klal Yisrael surrounding the Mishkan in the Dgolim, in their form, i.e. their purpose, as a form, as a Jewish people, around the Mishkan, with exactly our positions and our places. So it's obvious what's happening here. The purpose of Golus is to give us our Geula and to give us our Tachlis. The purpose of Tzar, the purpose of pain, is to bring out that which is good in us. To be merabeas. The land was filled with them. Why are we numbered? What's numbering? What's counting? when you count something, right, it means it's finite. Right? It's finite. You count something. One, two, three. You count it. It's countable. Countable, when something's countable, what does it mean? Yeah, we say it's finite, but it means, right, that it, there's something, whatever you count is what is there. Yeah? You can count it. You can measure it. Something's measurable. So when Klal Yisrael are being measured, and when we compare to the Kochavim, we compare to the stars. This I heard from Ramosh Shapiro. I hope I'm saying it correctly. But the stars, when do the stars come out? At night. Stars come out at night. We know that Galus, the exile, is Nimshel to Laila, is a Moshel to night. So when we're counting the Jewish people, it means when the Jewish people go into exile, right, they're countable like the stars. They're countable like the stars. What do you mean they're countable like the stars? Avraham Avinu, when he was asked, he said, Eliezer, I don't have any children. Eliezer, right? Meshach Beiti, he's gonna be Yorish me. He's going to take over. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu to him. No, you're going to have a child. Says Avraham Avinu. What do you mean I'm going to have a child? I look in the stars. Nothing changed. You say I'm having a child. If something changed, it would be shown in the astrology of the stars. Nothing changed. So says the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. It's a midrash. Right? Go out, go beyond the stars, go beyond the astrology, go beyond the world. The Jewish people are lemala min hamazal. They're beyond the physical world. Beyond the physical world, right? They're not dependent on the astrology, on the workings of this world. That's the Jewish people. When the Jewish people are in Galus, the Nimshel to Kochavim. They have mispah. They lost their maila. They lost being beyond the stars. So therefore they're nimshul to the stars. Therefore they have mispah. They have the, how do you say, they have, there's a finiteness to them. Right? Right? They can be counted. The umos ha'olam have shlita on them. The umos, the people of the world, they have dominion over them. That's what we're saying. When we're in Galus, we're dependent on umos ha'olam, we're dependent on the ways of the world. That's what it would seem. Says Rashi, but even the stars that we're nimshal to can't be counted. The vort, the pshat, that the Jewish people, the timala aretotam, is telling us that in Galus there's going to be a ribui. The land can't hold us. The physicality, the world can't hold us. Because our purpose is beyond the stars. Even the stars cannot be counted. Even as much as when, even in darkness, that we're nimshal to the stars, that we cannot be counted. The stars, just as the stars can't be counted, if you look out, at when it's very, very dark, when the darkness gets so dark, you see more stars. And the more dark it gets, the more you can see stars, the more you can't count. Even the stars can't be counted. The Jewish people can't be counted. Even in Galus, we're being told, we can't be counted. There's no finiteness to us. And that's the pshat. When we're talking about Galus, we're talking about there's a ribuy of Bnei Yisrael. Galus is the place where we leave the finiteness of ourselves. When the Tzar causes us to look deeper into ourselves and we go beyond the physical world and we reach higher than the stars. We reach that connection which is beyond the stars. That's the purpose of Galus. And that's the purpose of everyone's individual Galus. Any Tzar that a person has, the pain is to remove him from the physical. When a person's so connected to the physical world, and he's bound by the physical world through his life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him tzar, gives him galus, gives him pain. And that pain, we explained, reveals to him, goddess's Loshon Gilui, reveals to him something higher, a higher purpose. That's Shmos. We're not numbers, like they translated, we're Shmos. Shmos means a tachlis, a purpose. The purpose of Golos is to reveal our names, to reveal our purpose. That's the purpose of Golos. And that this physical world can't contain us. V'temale ha'aretz otam. And that's why, v'yakutsu, they were like thorns, right? Right? Mipnei bnei Yisrael. They were thorns in the eyes of the Mitzrim. Why is it thorns? Right? It's painful. What's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is Meitza. Meitza is a narrow place. That's what Tsar is. Tsar is when you're constrained to a narrow place. When they could not contain us. They were what they were worried about. Pen. Right? It says. Right? Haba nitzchak malo. Let's be wise over them. Pen yirbeh, maybe they'll be a multitude. Vaya ki tikrenu milchama, they'll be a war on us. V'nosav gamu atzoneinu, they'll go on those who hate us. V'nilcham banu, and they'll fight us. V'ala min ha'aretz, and they'll kick us out. This land can't contain them. Nothing can contain the Jewish people. There's no constraint, because we're connected to something which is beyond the physical world. And that's what the goddess brings us. You with me? So that's why this whole parasha is called Parasha Shmos, and this whole book is called Parasha Shmos. Not numbers. We're not numbers. We cannot be counted. The numbering of us is to bring us to our tachlis, to our purpose, which is beyond our mispar, which is beyond. Even in Golos, you could, in theory, count the stars. Even the stars can't be counted. The Jewish people, even in Golos, can't be counted. They cannot be contained in Mitzrayim. They cannot be contained in a Mokum Sa. A Jew, when he has pain, what does he do with that pain? When we had the pain of the Roman Empire, what did we do? Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, Torah Shebaal Peh. There was a Gilui. There was a revelation. When we had pain of Golas Bavel, what did we do? The Talmud Bavli was revealed. The pain of the medieval, right? The Crusaders. What do we do? Balei Tosfos, the Rishonim. The pain of the Jewish people brings them to higher names, higher purposes, higher gilus. That's what our pain does. Our pain doesn't constrain us, doesn't depress us, doesn't push us in. We went through the Holocaust. The Jewish people were wiped out physically. There were no yeshivas. There was nothing. They went and they rebuilt America. America became a superpower because of Jews. And this week's parasha. This week's parasha. Egypt, says the Midrash, was a Mokum Shofel. Wasn't a metropolitan, a big nation. Wasn't an important nation. The Jews, Yosef, made it into a big nation. Yosef. The Jews in that's what happened. If you know, in any country, when the Jews come, that country changes. It's not a guzma to say that America became a superpower when all those German Jews, Einstein, Oppenheimer, Born, all the German Jews went to America. The atomic power, all these things. And still today. String theory, Jews. Quark theory, Jews. I mean, I can continue. Intel, Jew. Google, Jew. Apple was started by a Jew. Right? Facebook, I don't want to talk about that one. Do you understand? Who wrote the Google engine? Russian Jew? And a Moroccan Jew?
Larry Page?
No, it was Elbaz. And maybe with Larry, I don't know the Russian name, but I met the uncle of this. He told me the whole story. You understand? I'm not saying that's our koach. It's a misused koach. Our koach is in Avodas Hashem. But we have a koach. Golos can't hold us, can't contain us. The world can't contain us. basically we're beyond the world. So, and that's what we have to realize. When pain comes to us, we have to realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you. People don't listen to their pain. If you have pain in a specific area, he's talking to you in that specific area. And in that specific area, you're in a Meitzah. You're in Mitzrayim. That's the specific Meitzah you're in. And that's the place you have to be Megale. You have to be revealed in you. The pain is Mida Keneged Mida in specifically that place. You with me, understand? And that's the Shmos that we're going to be revealing here. That's what these parashas are going to be. Finally, it's going to be the Mishkan. Finally, the names we're going to have and the tribes around the Mishkan is going to give each one its tafkid. Lifku dehem, their position around the Mishkan and their purpose in life. That's what pain is giving us. Where we're going, what's our purpose? Listen. We have to listen to the goddess of the tribe. You with me? Okay. There's an interesting... We see that... They started with hard work. B'chomer u'blevenim. B'chol avodat b'sadeh. And all the avodat of the sadeh. V'kol avodatam asher avdu behem b'farech. They made them work b'farech. Rashi says b'perach. B'farech. It's a midrash. B'perach. First they said work for money. Then work for free. Ah, oh, you guys know how to work. Work for us now. Okay, now you work for us. The Yetzer Hara comes to a person. He never comes to a person b'peh kasher. He never. The Yetzer Hara, when he comes to us, power represents the Yetzer Hara. He never starts on us difficult. Do something difficult. It's always do something easy. Have a smoothie, right? You know why do you think they call it a smoothie? Why do you think it's so smooth and easy to drink? It just, you just sip it and it smoothly goes down. You don't think they have reasons to call things this? That's the derech of the Yetzer Hara. The derech of the Yetzer Hara is life should be smooth and easy, pleasurable, enjoy life, have a good time. Take it easy. What do we say? We say, enjoy. La'asok b'divrei Torah. You know what Essek is? Right? You ever saw in the snow? Everything's closed. Everything's closed, right? Who's open? Makolet. The Makolet always going to be open. Always going to be open. He can make money today. He's open. Right? I always say, I know if I have to go to yeshiva, if the makolet's closed, then it's a shayla if I should go to the yeshiva. Makolet's open, he's osik b'parnosa, I could be osik b'tera. Vayrev na. It has to be arev. It has to be beautiful. It has to be something nice. But it requires esik. It requires work. It requires tzah. Talmud Torah. Ein divrei Torah mitkayem. The words of Torah don't establish the person. Ele nishem mei mitzatzmo. You have to kill yourself. You have to kill your physicality within you to get something muchani. That's life. That's the tzar in life. The tzar in life, Mitzrayim, this tzar, is to bring us to what? What's the tachlis of Mitzrayim? We're going to see soon. What's the tachlis? Why did we deserve to be in Mitzrayim? And why did we deserve to come out? We're going to see now. Now, we see a very interesting thing. Chumash, out of the whole story of Yitzhayim, it speaks about two women. Two women. V'yomer l'melech Yitzhayim l'miyaldot ha'ivriyot asher shem ha'echad Shifra. One of the names was Shifra. V'shem ha'sheni Pua. Right? Why are they called Shifra? Why are they called Pua? So Rashi tells us, right? You know, like, we're talking here, try and understand, we're talking here about this major goddess, this terrible thing. And Chumash picks out two women to tell us about them. Two women. What did Shifra do? Zu Yochevet. Hashem, she mishaperet et avlad. When the children were born, she used to make them, like, you know, fix them up. She's improving, like, you know, put their legs in and, you know, like, you know, make sure they were all done up nicely. Fix them up. Mishaper them. Make them, how you say, make them beautiful, like, sort of thing. To bring them up, fix them. Pua zu Miriam. What did Miriam do? Hashem shepo'eh. Kui. Right? She was the bird, v'hogal levlad. She would, like, talk to the child. Kederech hanashim hamefaisot tinok bocher. When the child was crying, she mefaisot them. We're talking about Galus Mitzrayim. They're being tortured. They're being killed. Chumash comes to tell us, two women. One says, gooey to the child. And one says, fix him up. Oh, thank you. I really need to know that. Thank you, Chumash. Right? That really makes sense, right? And what is Chumash saying? Chumash says, Vayomer b'yaldechem et ha'ivriyot, v'ra'itim et ha'ovnaim. We see them when they're giving birth. Im benhu v'hamiten oto. We kill him. V'im batu v'chaya. And they were fearful. They had fear of God, the people giving birth to the children of Israel. They didn't do what said to them Melech Mitzrayim. And they gave birth. They let these children be alive. Right? They were feeding them, says Rashi. Mesapkot lehem mayim v'mazon. Right? Now, we go on to Chumash, and it says, these Vayitev Elokim l'mialdot, Pasuk Kaf, Kodesh Baruch Hu did good to these mialdot. Et Elokim, no, sorry, Vayirev Ha'am, no, l'mialdot, Vayirev Ha'am, and the people became big, V'yatzmu Me'od, and very, very big. Right? Multitude. Vayi, and it was ki yaru hamialdot et elokim. Since these mialdot had fear of God. Vayas lehem batim. And he made for them houses. Nice house in Rehavia, a nice house where in Manhattan, right? Where's a good place? West Side, right? West Side's a good place? West Side, a nice, you know, duplex. The Merpesit houses he made them, right? What houses did he make them?
Kings and houses.
Houses, oh. So he made them. Houses. Ma'atova, Fiyast and Batim. Says Chazal, Bate Kuhuna, houses of Kuhuna Velavia, or Malchus, Shukruim Batim. These are also called houses. These are called houses. He's been Zerai Rashi. V'yiven et Beit Hashem, et Beit HaMelech, Kuhuna v'levia miyochevet, Kuhuna v'levia came from Yochevet, right? Or Malchus b'Miriam, and Malchus came from Miriam. What's the purpose of Kuhuna? What does Kuhuna do? Sorry. Kuhuna came from Yochevet, right? What's the purpose of Kuhuna, and what's the purpose of Malchus? Kuhuna is, we know, what does a Kohen do? He serves in the Beis HaMikdash. When a person goes astray, right? Person goes astray, does an Avera. What does a Kohen do? You go to the Kohen, you bring a Korban. He brings you back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a person does an Avera, there's something wrong. He's lacking something. He's missing. He needs to be fixed. The Kohen fixes him, or helps him being fixed, by bringing his Korban. That's Yocheved. What did Yocheved do?
Babies.
Fix the children. Right? She fixed the children.
She beautified them.
Yeah, she fixed them. You're ugly when you have an Aveira. You're beautiful when you are a complete human being. You're Shalem. You're Shlemus is beauty. Right? That's Yocheved. That simple little act of beautifying the children gave her children who would beautify and fix the Jewish people. Miriam. What did Miriam get? Malchus. What did Miriam, the child was Bocher. What does Bechia mean? What does crying mean? Mevucha. Mavoch. Mavoch is like you're in a place where you don't know how to get out. How do you call it? A mavoch?
A maze.
You're confused. Mevucha. Nevuchim hem ba'aretz. What's Malchus? Malchus of the Jewish people represents kingship. Kingship doesn't mean his kingship. He should represent kingship of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Malchus represents direction. She was Mephias, the child. The child was Navoch. The child was Boche. The child was confused. She was Mephias. She gave the child direction. Don't worry. Don't cry. You're in safe hands. I'm looking after you. I'm caring for you. That's Malchus. Malchus is Libam Shel Yisrael, the lev of the Jewish people. We're Navoch. We're confused. What does Yehuda do? What does Malchus do? Show us direction. Show us direction towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus. Here's the direction you go. That's Malchus. Think. What is Chumash telling you? It means all the Tzetzaim. Right? Malchus you can only have from Beis David. Kuhuna you can only have from Aaron. That means from this one act, this one small act, they were zoche, that they would be the place of Klal Yisrael for Kahuna or for Malchus. To be Mishaper Klal Yisrael or to give Klal Yisrael direction. From one small act. People think greatness, being a big person, what does that mean? President of the United States. Oh, maybe not so great. Okay. That was making a big company. He's a billionaire. He's an important person. That's important. He makes big decisions. He's a major person. These people, they come in, everyone's around them. These are the big people. That's what Chumash is telling you. Small actions make big people. Small actions have big effects. You don't know what your small actions are going to bring to the Jewish people and what's going to bring to your children. You help someone. No one knows about it. Anyone knew about this? The Jewish people say, oh, you're such a great woman. You're so nice to my kids, right? Mom of the day, or what's midwife of the year. You got the midwife of the year star, right? This would be only in America, right? The YouTube midwife of the year, right? send in all the pictures and we'll vote for midwife of the year, right? I'm sure something stupid like that probably occurs in America, right? No. Who knew about it? God. Small action, only God knows. Look at its effect. Our small actions, Rav Volbi says, small actions make big people. Not big actions. Big actions are good, but everyone knows about it. Maybe you're doing it for not the right reason. Maybe you need it because you want the glory, you want the fame, you want the covered. Small actions. You know what a small action is? When you put on tefillin in the morning, no one knows how you put it on. When you daven in the morning, no one knows what's in your head. V'yir'u v'tir'ena hamiradot ha'selakim. They had fear of God. Fear of God, says Rashi. Dava hamasu lelev, something which is placed, is sent over to the heart. On that, we say, v'yireita melokecha, you should be fearful of your God. You with me? You with me, understand?
Could you just say
that? Rashi says, v'yireita melokecha, dava hamasu lelev, libam shel adam, something which is only masu to the heart of a person. And that says, something which is private, no one else can know about. That's Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim is the small little actions you do. No one else knows. Everyone puts on tefillin. Everyone davens. Everyone gives tzedakah. Everyone does certain mitzvahs. How do you do them? What's in your heart when you're doing them? Not how you wave your hands when you're davening. Who cares about that? You daven, you might even take the same amount of time. But your heart is in a different place. That shows you at your mind. That's the greatness of a person. His sidkus, his personal relationship with his creator. Those simple things, and everyone can do that. Everyone can be this great person. You don't have to be a major successful businessman to be a wonderful human being. All you have to be is a tzaddik. And a tzaddik is a great person because of his small actions. And the small actions that no one else knows about. He doesn't get fame and glory for them. You with me? Now we're going to the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Vayelich ish min beit Levi, yikach et bat Levi, yochevet, v'taha ish v'teled ben, v'tzira oto ki tov hu. He was good. V'titzpenehu shlosha yerechim. And they hid him because he was born earlier. Says Chazal, he was born 7th month, right? The 6th month, right? The beginning of the 7th month. And they kept him for 3 months. And now it says ki tov hu. What's ki tov hu? Rashi says, "Kishenolat nitmalei abayit kulo ora." The house was filled of light. I remember my little son Binyamin, when my wife asked him, "What did it mean? What was special about Moshe Rabbeinu? Why did he have so much light?" So my son said, "He was an electric baby." Okay, interesting, right? So what's Chazal saying here? What did he know? The whole house was filled with light. Right? They didn't need electricity then. The light of the Shekhinah. Chazal say, he was born Mahul. He was born with a Bris Mila. What's the connection between the Shekhinah? Why did we need to know that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he was born with the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence? Because this child, they're going to speak with the Shekhinah. He represented the Divine Presence in this world. He was going to bring Torah from Elyonim, from the higher worlds, which is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into this world. So he represented the Shekhinah. Shekhinah is the Lashon. What does Shekhinah mean? Shekhinah means Shachen, to dwell. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in Mitzrayim, wasn't dwelling with us. He was dwelling in the higher worlds. That's what's called Hester upon him. We were menuda, like a woman who's a nida, who's separated from her husband. When are we going to ultimately connect? At Matan Torah. That's our ultimate connection. You with me? So here was born a child who represented the Divine Presence, who was Mahul. What do you mean Mahul? And a Bris Mila. He was born Mahul. He was complete. He was a complete human being when he was born. And therefore, he could bring down the Shekhinah. He could bring down the Divine Presence. That's the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Mashiach. That's the purpose of the Golos. The Shekhinah is not with us. So the Divine Presence is not with us. We have to bring it back. Golos means, again, we have to reveal that Divine Presence. That revelation is going to be Matan Torah. Now, I'm going to jump, because we see there's a story that, with Bat Paro. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu gets his name. V'lo yochala od hitzpinu, v'tikach lo tevat gome. Took a basket of gome, of these wreaths, I think you can translate it. V'tachmereya b'chema u'b'zefet, zafet. And there was chema inside and zefet outside, right? So he wouldn't have the reich of zefet. V'tasem ba et hayeled, right? V'tasem basuf al sfat hayo'o. And he placed him in the suf b'sfat hayo'o. There's a midrash here, I'm not going to go into it, I'm just going to mention it. It says, the teva Right? Now it's interesting that there's a teva here, right? The teva, who else had a teva? Noah had a teva. The Arizal says that Moshe's teva is similar to the teva. Moshe was a Gilgul of Noah. What Noah didn't receive, the Mabul represented the Shefa that was coming into the world. That generation was fitting to receive the Torah had they been fitting of it. Because they weren't fitting of it, they couldn't receive the Torah, that Shefa became a Mabul and destroyed the world. Destroyed. Moshe, in this Teva, came to receive the Torah. The Teva with the Zohar had, remember the Teva had this little light? That Zohar represented, to show them direction in this Mabul, in this confusion, that Zohar represented the Divine Presence. That awe that Moshe Rabbeinu had in the Teva was connected to Zohar. The Zohar Rakia, the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence. Moshe Rabbeinu in this Teva was now going to bring the world Torah. That's why, says the Zohar, the Zephet, what's the purpose of Zephet? The purpose of Zephet is to keep out things, keep you away from something, the water that comes in, which would, Chas v'Shalom, drown the child. So the Zephet is the protection. The Zephet is connected to the Lotar, says, and the Chomer, so that you won't feel the harshness of the reeds, the Chomer there is the Mitzvah's Aseh. That brings you the connection. Right? So you don't feel the harshness of the reeds. Right? So that's what the Zohar says. Asfat ha-yo'or. Now we all know the yo'or. I mean, we learned this when we learned Parshas Mikates. Yo'or is a lashon of awe. Right? This yo'or is the place where there's going to be the revelation of Vayihi or. That's going to be the Torah. This is a midrash. Okay. So now Miriam stands away from far away, and now Bat Paro comes into the scene. This is a very, very strange situation. Right? Bat Paro, the daughter of Paro, is going to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, Moshe Rabbeinu, to Geula, to Godless and to Geula. The within, the Ra itself, within the house of Paro itself, within the Ra itself comes the Geula. This is going back to what I said. Within the Tsar itself is everyone's Geula. The Tsar itself brings a person's Geula. Within everyone's Tsar is a Bat Paro who brings out the Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to draw out Moshe Rabbeinu from within that Tsar. You have to listen. There's a pearl in there. There's the Shekhinah in that Tsar. And that's what we're going to see is related also to the burning bush. Why the Gilui, the revelation of Godless Mitzrayim, is in this burning bush, in this bush, which is a thorn bush. Within the Tsar is the Divine Presence. Within the Tsar of every human being is the Divine Presence. You have to look for it. So anyway, now we're going to learn about the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a very strange name, Moshe, but Paro gives it to him. And this is the name he has. And Rashi here explains his name. So it says, she was bathing on the Yo'or. They were on the sides of the Yo'or. She saw the Teva. She put her, or Shivcha, or Amata, Rashi says. Ama, they went many Amas and stretched. What it means, Jesus, like, you know, these cartoon comics, you know, this hand stretches and goes, right? What's Chazal teaching us? What do you know that for? What's the point that she stretched out and brought him in? They really need to tell us that? What's the point of telling us it? When someone stretches beyond his physical self, it's not his physical self that's stretching. Your hand can't stretch out beyond where your hand is. In order for Bat Paro to reach out to Moshe, to connect with the Shekhinah, she had to go out of herself. She couldn't just collect him. She had to go out of the constraints of self. she, and Chazal say, how does Chazal know this? She was mitgaya. That's what a ger is. A ger goes out of the constraints of his physical self, and he gets a neshama gevor. He gets a higher self. Bat Paro went out of the constraints of herself. And that's why Chazal say, here, she was Tovel, and she was Megaya as a Jew. You with me? And therefore, she could connect to Moshe. So think what's happening here. Think, why we had to have Moshe Rabbeinu come to Bat Paro. She was Mitgaya, and now she found Moshe, and she took him as a child, and she gave him his name. Whoa, why we need this to happen in this way? It's a very weird story. It makes a good Hollywood, you know. What's his name? Charles Heston, right? Yeah, it makes a good, you know, right? Only he didn't stutter, okay. But it makes it good. But why? What's Chazal teaching us by this story? Again, the same thing. The same thing. A ger means there's something hidden that needs to be revealed. There's a hidden neshama that needs to be revealed. And that was revealed here. She went out of herself and her real self was revealed. The self beyond self. Goddess is revealing the self beyond self. You think you're constrained in life. You think you can't go further. You think, that's it. I'm stuck. This problem, I'm stuck. Go deep within self, and you'll find something that goes beyond self, that removes the Meitzah of Mitzrayim, the Meitzarim, Mitzrayim, this Sa, this Mokum, this narrow place within you. You don't live in this physical world. You're a Yid. You have something which is beyond the Kohavim, beyond the Book of Numbers. You have Shmos. You have a purpose, you have a Tachlis, beyond it all. Don't think you're constrained to Manhattan, to 9-to-5 job, Froyos, God knows what else, right? You're not constrained in the Meitzah of your iPhone. Right? You're not constrained. You're beyond. You have a bigger tachlis. The goddess had to happen this way. The revelation of Bat Paro, that she, this guy, realized she had a deeper hidden self. And therefore, then that's how she connected with Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do. Now, let's give the name she gives him. Tiftach, v'tirehu, et ha'yelid. She saw the child. V'inei na'a bocheh, he's crying. He's confused. He's crying. V'tachmol alav, she had mercy for him. V'tomeh, mi'aldei ha'evrim zeh, this is one of the children of the Jews. V'tomeh achoto, et bat paro, this is Miriam told Bat Paro, Ha'elech karati lecha isha mineket min ha'ivriyot, right? V'tinek lecha et ha'yelet, right? So, I'm going to go through, and she brings the mother, and she feeds the child, and we say that because she went around to all the Egyptian women to feed the child, no one could feed her. Rashi tells us, because someone who's going to speak with the Shekhinah can't be yonik from chalav of a goy. Says a shach, this is a halacha. Shach says, in Yeridea, you shouldn't feed your child when you're angry. A mother shouldn't feed the child when they're angry. If she eats non-food which is not good, not kosher, she shouldn't feed the child, chas v'shalom, or anything which is, you know, problematic, you shouldn't feed the child. Why? It affects the child. A pair that's going to be speaking with the Shekhinah can't connect to something which is Tameh. Feeding the child isn't just a simple thing. Feeding a child from the mother is not just physical sustenance. Materna can't make it. It's a very important thing, feeding a child. It's not only a physical feeding. according to Sfarim, it's a spiritual feeding. The child gets his higher level self from the feeding. That can't come from a boy. That can only come from a yid. Okay? V'yigdal ha'yeled, v'tivyeyu b'bat paro. V'yihi lala ben. And she was like to him for ben. Right? V'tikra shmo Moshe. Now you can only be a ben to someone if you represent the same thing. That means bat paro represent the same thing. She revealed within herself something hidden. And that's going to be Moshe. And what she called his name now? V'tikra shmo Moshe. V'tome. Ki min ha'mayim mishitihu. What's min ha'mayim mishitihu? Because from the water, I hotziyuhu. I took him out. Rashi says, mishitihu, from the water I took him out. Hotza. Rashi says, k'mishachel binita michalva. When I took out, what's binita? I took out a hair, right, from the milk. The Gemara in Brachos, you guys learn Brachos? The Gemara in Brachos says, when a person dies, there's different ways that a person dies. Tzadikim, how do tzadikim die? Like a hair you remove from the milk. The milk is the physicality, the hair, so to speak, the soul. When you remove the soul from the milk, from the body, there's a few ways. If you remove a hair from the milk, what happens to the hair? Does it have any milk on it? Is it easy? Comes out easy. Why is that Rashi giving us that marshal that represents hair coming from the milk? Because Moshe Rabbeinu reached the level that he completely fixed his soul. He was a tzaddik. So the Mishitihu represents the Hotza'ah, the soul from the guf, that this person was a complete tzaddik, that was his name. And what's his koach going to be? What's the strength of Moshe going to be? The same way that Bat Paro came to an elevation of self. That's why she was called the Ben. Moshe was called her son. And that the name she gave him, that Hotza'ah, that taking out of Mitzrayim. Who's our Meitzah? Who's our Mitzrayim? It's our Guf. The tachlis of our life is that we perfect our Guf. We perfect it so much that the removing of the soul, Ad Me'ev Esrim, will be like the removing of a hair from milk. There will be no connection, in the sense there will be no connection. The soul will be, have no schmutz on it. No connection, no physical connection to the Guf. It'll be easy to remove, because then the goof is fixed.
Can you repeat the tachlis?
The tachlis of life is that we get to the stage where our soul is so refined that it can be so easy. It's not connected to physicality. It can be just removed. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do for us. He's going to remove us from the Meitzah of Mitzrayim. He's going to remove us with the Esam Makas. We're going to come out. We're going to come out, they're going to kick us out. There's not going to be any restraint in us leaving. The Jewish people are going to come out of Mitzrayim, those that are zochet to come out, like a hair from milk. We're going to come out with the makas. They're going to take us out. It's going to be easy, right? And the tachlis of that is going to be Matan Torah. You with me? So that's the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a name. And that's why he's called the Ben. He was a son of Batya. He was her son. Because he represented something that she did when she drew him out. You with me? That's why the drawing out of Moshe Rabbeinu is her Gerus. It's the Amata. And that's the name he got. Because what she did, she stretched out. She went beyond self and revealed that was deep in her. And that revelation is what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do to us in Mitzrayim. He's going to reveal that's what's deep in us, and he's going to take us out.
What's Gerus?
Gerus means, what do you mean what's Gerus? It means that when a person becomes a Ger, becomes a convert, yeah? Because he's revealed something hidden. That's what happened here. And that's what we're going to be. Kiviyocho, Klal Yisrael are going to be Gerim. We're going to come out from the Uber, from the shell of Egypt, from the Rechem, the womb of Egypt, we're going to be reborn. Right? We're going to be coming out as a new people. The Moshe Rabbeinu is going to take us out. That's why he has that name. He has that name, Dafka, on this action that would happen. You with me, understand? Now I'm going to go to Shlishi. Vayehi b'yamim ahem. And it was in those days. V'yigdal Moshe v'yitzeh elecha. And he went out to his brothers. Vayar b'sivlotam. And he saw in their afflictions, I suppose. Vayar ish mitzri make ish ivri. And he saw an Egyptian hitting a Hebrew, a Jew, me'echav, from his brothers. So first Rashi says, Vayar b'sivlotam. He saw the affliction. Rashi says, Natan einav. He placed his eyes, v'libo, and his heart, liot meitza alehem, to be afflicted because of them. Moshe Rabbeinu was mishtatif in the tzar, the Jewish people. He felt their pain. Says Chazal, what was he zocher to be Mashiach shel Klal Yisrael? To be the person to take Klal Yisrael out of Egypt. Because he felt their pain. Moshe Rabbeinu was a prince. He had everything. He was a daughter. He was the son of the daughter of Paro. He was a clever man. He could have risen. He could have become Paro of Egypt. Eventually. Viceroy, right? How do they call it? Vice president. He was nearly vice president. He was a son, effectively, of Paro. The grandson of Paro. What he needs to worry about these slaves of Egypt? Okay. He was a Jew. So what? He's made it big now. No. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He goes out and he feels the pain of these people. He's not interested in himself. He's not interested in his greatness. He's not interested in making it. He's worried about his people and it bothers him. Says Chazal, we look later on, that this brought on, and this is a similar lashon. Look, we'll see, by what has says by Kodesh Baruch Hu. In Pasuk Kaf Hei, right? Vayar Elokim et Bnei Yisrael v'yada Elokim. After he heard the Na'akatam, after he heard the afflictions, what did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Vayar Elokim. What does Rashi say? Kodesh Baruch Hu Natan Alehim Lev. He saw, he placed his heart on them, on their tzar. V'lo Helim Einav. He didn't close his eyes from them. If you notice, it's the same lashon as Moshe Rabbeinu. Natan elav enav belibo liot meitza alehem. That action of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was in a higher place. He could have he'elim enav. He could have hidden his eyes from seeing the tzar. What did he do? He placed his eyes on them and his heart on them. That caused midah keneged midah. That God did the same thing. God's in a higher place. What does that have to say with us? What is the why about us? I'm sure it's fine up there in Jemayim, right? What does it have to worry about? What does it matter to us? Natan Alehim Lay, he placed his heart on us. Velohi Eli Minav. Midah connected Midah. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoche, being Moshiach to Israel. Now we're going to learn why the Golus. So it says, he saw their pains. Right? And he saw this person hitting. So Chazal Rashi says, he says, that why was this person hitting? This person was hitting because Malkehu Make Ishivri. He would hit him, Verodehu. Bala Shul Shlomit. This is the husband of Shlomit. You know, it's the Bad Divri, the person, the woman who used to speak a lot, right? Haya, v'natan enav ba, this Mitzri, had her eyes on her. U'balayla himidu, he stood him up. V'otziyu mibeito, he took her husband out of his house. V'u'chaza, he went back. V'nichnas lebayit, he went into the house. U'ba'al ishto, had something happened with his wife. K'zvur shu'u'ba'al, he thought it was her husband. V'chaza ish lebeito, and his husband returned. V'yugish v'davar. He saw something happened. V'kshara'o to mitzri. When that same Egyptian saw him, v'yugish v'davar, that he realized what happened. Hayem makeu. He would hit him. V'rodeu korayom. Just one little story, right? Just one little story Chumash is telling us. One guy that was done an avla to his wife, and now the Egyptian would take it out on this poor yid. Terrible. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Vayifen ko vacho. He looked thus and thus. What's thus and thus? Ra'am ma asalo b'bayit. He saw what he did at home. Uma asalo b'sada. What he did in the field. He saw there's no man, atid that said mimenu, kshiyid gayer, i.e., there was no more good in this person. And he killed him, says Rashi, v'shem mafurash. Again. Yeah? What do you have to get involved with one little Jew? One little action. What do you have to get involved? You're in power. You're viceroy. Go politically arrange something for the whole Jewish people. What does he do? He goes, gets involved in a small little fight. And he kills the guy. V'shayim v'furash. Doesn't seem clever. Go into Egypt. Go and, you know, politically work your way up. Then deal with it. Right? That's what we do today. No, he doesn't do that. He deals with each situation that came to him. The small actions. How can I, as a Yid, allow this to happen? How can I see the suffering of my fellow Jew? How can I see it? And let it go. He has to deal with it. He doesn't think of the bigger picture. There's a yid in Tsar, I have to deal with it. That's Moshe and Yisrael. He has a lev, he has a heart for his people. He's not into the big stuff. Politically, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. There's a yin inside to help him. It's not good for my name. It's not good for my thing. The yin's inside. How can I not do it? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So then it says, V'yetze b'yom ha'sheni. He went on the second day. V'yinei shnei anashim ivrim. Two Jews fighting. Natan v'aviram, says Chazal. Nitzim. It says a Rasha, Lama takere echa, why you hit your friend who's like you also a Rasha? Right? He didn't hit him, he just raised his hand. Vayome. And they tell him back to him. Mi samcha le ish sava shofet. Who put you in charge of us? Right? Aleinu. Halargenu ataome, you're gonna kill us? Like you killed him with your mouth? Kasher akta tamitzri? Vayira Moshe. And Moshe was frightened. Now this matter is known. Now it's known to me the matter. What's known? Umidrasho. What was his fear? Da'ag al Shurab Yisrael Rishayim Dal Turim. He was fearful that he saw in the Jewish people Dal Turim, people who spoke Lashon Hara. Ama me'ata Shema Einam Ruim Ligael. Perhaps now they're not fitting to be redeemed. Achein no da dava. The Midrash says, no dali adava shaiti tamalav. I was wondering, ma chat o Yisrael? What avail did the Jewish people do? Mikol shivim umos liot niridim be'avodat parach, that they'd have this affliction. Avaroyani shem ruim lekach, the fitting. What? They deserve to be in Mitzrayim? They deserve 210 years of Avodas Parech because they speak Lashon Hara? the Dal Torim? What are we talking about? That makes sense? Anyone who reads that makes sense? They deserve to be Shibud Mitzrayim for 210 years because they're speaking Lashon Hara? Because they're Dal Torim? And that makes sense. And then says, V'ruim lekach, says Rashi. It's fitting. Come on, guys. That makes sense. Putting on tefillin, getting up in the morning, shachris, davening nates. They're doing everything they're supposed to do. Just Lashon Hara they're not doing. 210 years of Avodas Parech. Fitting. That's what they're fitting. Out of all the 70 nations, pick on Klal Yisrael, put them in Egypt, Avodas Parech, Lashon Hara. Dal Torim. The whole Jewish people as well. Natan Baviram. The whole Jewish people. Because there's amongst them people like this. What's that I'm talking about? What does that make sense? What's the koach of Yaakov? Hakol kol Yaakov. The koach of the Jewish people is prepared. Our koch is in our mouths. Our koch, the peh, is the place where a person connects. When you connect with other people, you connect with your mouth, you communicate. When there's dal torim, when there's lashon hara, when there's dibur ra, you're not connecting. The tachlis of the Jew, the tachlis of humanity, man was created, right? Nefesh chaim, ruach chaim, Ruach Malala, says Onklus. The Koch of Dibu. We're going to see later on that when Moshe Rabbeinu goes, right, there's a Rashi there, he runs away and he goes to Midian, and then finally we see Na'akat B'nai Yisrael. We see that what was Paro doing? Paro was a Metzora, he was a leper, and he was shechting Jewish children and bathing in their blood. It's a very weird chazal. It's a very weird chazal. Paro was a leper? Was a Metzora? What do I need to know that? What does leprosy come from? Lashon Hara. Paro was a leper. Paro represented Dibur Ra. Paro was a disconnect. What does Mila represent? Mila is a word. Bris Mila. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Mahul. When you say a word, you're cutting it. You mechatech besfatov. A word can be a Mila or it can be an Orla. You can say words, right? Or you can say things which are disconnections. You can say Orlas Fatayim. You don't have proper words to say. Your mouth is closed. It's satum. You can't connect. Paro represented Dibur Ra. He was a Metzora. In order for the Jewish people to be that revelation, right? And then we see later on, as Rashi brings, Moshe Rabbeinu, what schus do they have to come out of Egypt? Right? What schus does they have? So there's another Rashi that says, the schus, she'avdu, when Moshe Rabbeinu got his nevuah, we're not going to get there, when he got his nevuah, fine in the snare, he asked for the schus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu shows him that the schus of Matan Torah. What's the schus of Matan Torah? It's a dibur. Matan Torah, the words of Torah, the call of Yaakov. The Jewish people represent the call, the dibur, which is going to connect this world to its creator. That's what we're here for. If our dibur is Dibu of Dal Torim, is Dibu of Ra, we don't deserve to be here. We don't deserve our Kiyu. The Jewish people do not have Kiyum in the Mazalot. Avram Avinu didn't have children in the Mazalot. He had to be taken beyond the Mazalot. The Jewish people in the physical world have no Kiyum. We do not exist. If we live like the other peoples, like the peoples of the world, with Dibura, with a disconnection. We live in this Meitza of Egypt. We have no Kiyum. We have no Kiyum. We should be Chas V'Shalom Sonem, so we should be wiped out. We have no place. The only way we have Kiyum in this world, the only way we exist, is we go beyond the Mazel. I'm going back to what we said in the beginning with Shmos. We go beyond the physicality, beyond Mitzrayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that we have Dibura, we're disconnected from what's beyond the physical. We're connecting with our Dibur to the physical. Our Dibur is a Dibur of disconnection, not a Dibur, not a speech of connecting to that which is higher, not the connection to the Torah, not connection to the call of Yaakov. We have no reason for being here. We have no schus kiyum. We get dissolved from the world. We're removed from the world because we don't have kiyum in this world. Our kiyum only comes when we go beyond this world. When our dibur is a dibur of Torah. And that's why our schus to come out of Egypt was alahar azeh. That we receive matan Torah and we connect. Our dibur becomes a dibur of connection to the higher worlds, to Torah. Only that gives us kiyum. The Jewish people are only here for that. If we don't connect to that, if we don't connect to Matan Torah, then we have Mitzrayim and we have Avodas Parach. And that's to remind us that you're not here for this. You're not here to be in the world and have Dibu, like Paro has Dibu, Dibu Ra, the concept of Mitzora. You're not here for that. You're not here that your Dibu is just to connect you to the physical. The Dibu of disconnection, the words of disconnection. You're not here for that. You're here to connect to something higher. Only then you have Kiyum. Only then you can get out of Mitzrayim. You with me? Okay, stop here. And that explains also why Moshe Rabbeinu was born Mahul. Because when you're born Mahul, that's the first thing. There's a Mila of the lower self, and there's a Mila of the Lashon. When our Mila, when our words are proper words, then we're Kores, we're doing a Bris Mila. Torah is the Mila, we have a Mila on our hearts. Torah does the Bris Mila on our hearts. So our Dibu is a Dibu of Torah, a Dibu of connections to the higher worlds. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be born Mahul. He had to be born, didn't have this disconnection, he had this connection. Physically, as a child, he had this connection, he was born Mahul. And when he was older, he could speak Pe'el Pe'el the Bebo. He removed from him his Ola Solev, his Atima of his heart, and he was completely connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Dibu, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, was the Dibu of Torah. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoche to Matan Torah and to give us Torah. Because he was properly connected. He was born properly connected and he improved himself, right? And therefore he had his Dibu was a Dibu of a Kodesh Baruch Hu because of that proper connection. When we properly connect, our Dibu becomes a Dibu of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we're properly connected to our Creator, then our words are words of Divrei Torah. Then everything we say is Divrei Torah. You with me?